This is KUT. The rhetoric during this 10-1 Austin City Council campaign season often contains a sentence that goes something like this: "For the first time, Austin will have geographic representation." It's a phrase that sounds good, but it's not actually true. What's true is that none of us were alive the last time the city had geographic representation. KUT's Joy Diaz looks at Austin's original council districts and why they went away.
Let's go back in time. It's 1839, and the city of Austin is a brand new baby. If my recounting of history sounds unorthodox to you, it's because I got a tip from Mike Miller over at the Austin History Center.
History is about storytelling.
Well, as the story goes, before you knew it, the baby turned one.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to
the young city didn't have much, but there was
a temporary capital, the president's house, which fell down like 2 years later. They had to build a land office to haul the land records, because basically the core of the state government had to do with land records, because the country at the time had no money, but it had land. That was the only wealth that Texas had.
With little wealth and lots of land, some big decisions awaited the young child. One of them was what type of government the city of Austin would have. The decision was to break the city up into districts. They called them wards back then.
At this time, the city had 8 wards.
But 8 wards shortly turned into 10 because Austin was growing rapidly. Sound familiar? Each of the 10 wards elected an alderman, and the mayor was elected citywide. As a young city, Austin experimented and struggled to find its best form of government. Its identity, so to speak.
In 1884, with the same 10 wards, they elected 2 aldermen from each ward. And so we had 20 aldermen and a mayor.
And that was when Austin's population was less than 20,000. Terrell Blodgett, an urban management emeritus professor from UT Austin, says no matter how much representation a part of town had, outside city offices, people were unhappy.
It led to people there maybe feeling that they've been left out in the governmental process, left out of improvement projects.
If you dig into some documents at the Austin History Center, you'll see how some wards were disproportionately favored, say, with a fire station and other services, while other wards were disproportionately neglected. By 1909, a more seasoned Austin opted for an all-at-large system. It made more sense to have every alderman and the mayor focused on the entire city. But that didn't get rid of that feeling of some parts of town being neglected. Again, the History Center's Mike Miller.
And so a lot of the concerns that came up with that led to 10-1, you know, they weren't new. These are things that Austinites were talking about 100 years ago.
December 27th is Austin's birthday.
And this year, I'll be 175.
Soon after the birthday celebrations, there will be a brand new city council, one elected by districts, just like it was at the beginning. So you might say, everything old is new again. Joy Diaz, KUT News.